Hello and welcome to Chasing the Freedom podcast. I'm your host, Lynn Holver, a digital nomad, world traveler, dreamer, and lover of life. Currently, I'm a social media marketer, a freelancer, and I'm totally obsessed with inspiring other women to dream bigger and live bolder. Each week, I'll be featuring women who have successfully created location-independent lifestyles that give them the freedom to live life on their own terms, and how you can do the same. My goal is to show you that your dreams are possible and how much opportunity you have to not only create an income online, but also to make a real difference. So, if you're ready to start living a life that excites you by learning from others who have already done it, then you're in the right place. Are you ready? Let's go. Hello, guys. Welcome back to Chasing the Freedom podcast. Thanks so much for tuning in again today. I am stoked about the guest that I have on today because we've just been talking for the past like 10 or so minutes and we just hit it off really well. And we actually met recently on Facebook. I meet a lot of my guests on social media and just immediately we clicked and I knew that she was going to be a great guest. So I'm really excited to bring her to you guys today and introduce you to her. So her name is Nicole Cyphers. And a little bit about her. She is a 23-year-old digital nomad who is traveling the world, which is amazing. 23 years old. I love that. She's from Kansas City, Missouri, and is currently residing in Dublin, Ireland until March. So the work that she does, she is a program placement consultant for a really amazing company called Remote Year, and we're going to talk all about that if you guys don't know what Remote Year is. But basically, she helps full-time employees, freelancers, and entrepreneurs keep their jobs and travel around the world for a year. So she's on a mission to help shape the future of work and show others that you do not have to be confined to an office space. She believes that life is meant to be fully lived every day and that your time should not be wasted doing work you do not love, which I couldn't agree more, or being spent in a town that doesn't excite you. In 2019, she plans to move from her cozy home in Dublin to Lisbon, Portugal, Spain, Croatia, and Cape Town, South Africa, which Cape Town is on my list, so I'm so jealous that you're going there because it looks beautiful. And she's doing this all while working remotely. So, Nicole, thanks so much for coming on today. I'm stoked to hear more about your background and your journey and all the work that you're doing.
Thank you for having me, and thank you for that introduction. That was so sweet and made my heart so happy. And like I was just telling you that, you know, I talk to people every single day, but so nervous to do a podcast like this because it's so new, but yeah. Definitely stepping out of my comfort zone right now. So a little bit of a growth area for me as well, but I'm excited to be here and super happy to share the word of Remote Year and kind of just talk about life a little bit.
Yeah, no, you're going to do great. And yeah, I'm really excited to hear more. So obviously that was a background about you, kind of where you started out, your age, what you're currently doing. So can you just kind of take us back? So you're 23 years old right now. Take us back to just more about your background. Like you grew up in the Midwest. You went to college, I'm assuming. Kind of just more about who you are and where you came from.
Yep. So grew up in the Midwest in good old Kansas City, Missouri. My college town was just about an hour out from Kansas City. And so a little town called Warrensburg, Missouri is where I went to university. And I kind of dabbled in a few different majors of like criminal justice and photography before I decided to, you know, go forward with a business major. And then during my college, you know, time, I was lucky enough to study abroad in Lyon, France for a semester. So I lived in France for a little bit, studied over there. I don't think I had kind of like the typical, you know, experience when it comes to studying abroad. I think a lot of people, they're like, oh, it's so amazing. It's so crazy. Like you do all these amazing things. It's the best time of my life. And I actually struggled with it quite a lot. So that kind of leads into my whole story, I guess, of how I got where I am today. But, you know, whenever I was coming home from France, you know, back to my last semester at university, back to Warrensburg in Kansas City, I was so excited to be back home. I was ready to, you know, stay in Kansas City the rest of my life, be around my family and friends. I had a plan to possibly move to Chicago, but when I got home from France, I was like, heck no, I am staying in Missouri for the rest of my life. You know, this is not for me. So yeah, spent the rest of my semester, graduated. I kind of started feeling that, like, whenever I got back from France, like, I was good for a couple months. I was like, yeah, back in my routine, back with my friends and family, so excited to be here. Then I started getting this, like, bug again and this itch again of, like, feeling content and feeling stable. And that's when I kind of realized, like, I don't like that. But, you know, I went ahead. I had this plan of, you know, graduating, living in, like, downtown Kansas City, which I did that for a year. Started working the big corporate job that, you know, everybody in Kansas City, they start working for. And, you know, for a while it was good, but I was a couple months in working this full-time corporate job, living downtown, like what I thought I wanted and, you know, what my family and friends kind of, you know, expected of me. And I hated it. I hated every moment of it. Mm-hmm. I felt so stuck in the 9-to-5. I felt like there was so much more to life that people working corporate didn't understand. And so for a while, I was just super, super unhappy. And that led to really bad anxiety, really bad depression for quite, you know, a season of my life, and kind of decided to, you know, I wanted to break out of that. And although, you know, my time in France was filled with also a lot of anxiety, a lot of hard times, just because it was something new for me. It was really uncomfortable for me. I did have amazing times whenever I was over there. But it kind of led me to, you know, a year later, being back in Kansas City, be like, I want to go abroad again. And I told my parents that, told my friends, and they kind of thought it was crazy. They're like, no, Nicole, like, it's not good for you. Probably not the, you know, smartest decision, not healthy. Just because we knew how hard of a time, you know, being in France was for you. So I was like, no, like, I'm set on moving abroad. I'm going to do it. I'm going to try again. I think I guess how uncomfortable I felt being in Kansas City and being stuck and doing the same thing every day, that was a lot scarier than taking my hand and taking the try at going abroad again. I knew it was going to be hard. I knew it was going to be uncomfortable, but I knew I had to do it again. And I knew that's where my heart was. For some reason, I had this draw to go to Dublin, Ireland, and live in Ireland for the year. I had no good reason to why I moved here. Like, I just felt this urge to go. And so started looking into visas, you know, luckily qualified for a working holiday visa over here. And this whole time my friends and family were like, Nicole, like, what are you doing? I don't think my parents thought I was actually going to do it, but I was like, nope, I'm moving to Dublin. I'm moving to Ireland. It's going to be great. And so my original plan was to pack my bags and, you know, quit my full-time job and just get another corporate job over here. Mm-hmm. Then that kind of went back to the root of, you know, some of the uncomfort I was feeling. Is like, I didn't want to go back to corporate. That's not what makes me happy. And if I move to this new country, even though I'm in this exciting city, but I'm working a job that I don't like, doesn't mean I'm going to be happy. I have to go after what makes me happy. So I kind of sat down, took some time to myself, think about, you know, if corporate isn't the route for me, you know, what is the route for me? So I decided that I wanted to work online somehow. This took quite, you know, maybe like 5-6 months of searching around for remote jobs, figuring out a remote path that is, you know, a career field that I enjoy, not just something that it's remote, so I'm going to do it, you know, spend 8 hours a day still not doing work that I love, but I'm remote. Like, I didn't want to go for that. I wanted to work somewhere that I absolutely love, something I was so passionate about, that was also remote. So spent some time. I had a mentor to kind of help me through this process. She kind of showed me the ropes of the remote work world, and that was so much help. She definitely told me that, you know, you gotta go after your passions, you know, go into an industry you care about, go into a field that you care about, because that's available in the remote work world. And so kind of right in time, I don't really believe in coincidences. So it was right time that I found a job at Remote Ear as a program consultant on the sales team, doing, you know, a job, you know, actions every day that I love, of getting to help full-time employees keep their job while they travel the world. And so that kind of came to me at the right time and decided to move to Dublin anyway. So I did 2 months in Mexico City with remote year training, learning, really collaborating with the team. And then after my training was done, I packed my bags and flew straight to Dublin, where I'm living today. And yeah, I'll be in Dublin for until the end of March. And then I'm actually hopping on a remote year program called Eureka, where I will be going to Split, Croatia, Lisbon, Portugal, Valencia, Spain, and Cape Town, South Africa. And yeah, that's my job, is to help people, you know, keep their current job, whether you're a full-time employee or you're an entrepreneur or a freelancer, help you keep that job you already have. Just take it on the road with you for 4 months or 12 months, living in a new country every single month. And yeah, I get to live the lifestyle while helping other people live the lifestyle as well. So that's a little bit about me.
Oh my gosh, so many good things that you just said. Like, I just want to ask so many questions. I think one of the things that I just want to point out really quickly, I loved how you said that when you were back in Kansas City and it was while you were still in that corporate job and you were wanting to go move back abroad, but everyone was telling you not to really, just kind of, you said something, it was like the fear of staying there was scarier than taking the leave. And I just totally relate to that, because it's terrifying to do something new and out of your element, right? Like moving across the world to a place that, you know, you just chose Dublin. Like, I just chose Thailand randomly. Obviously, there's a lot of digital nomads in Thailand, but it's just a place that I had picked, and, you know, similar to you. And people do think you're crazy, but at the end of the day, it's like the fear of staying and like feeling the way that you feel at some point, it like just outweighs the fear of, what's on the other side. And so I think that that's really cool that you point out that out, because I felt the exact same way before I moved overseas. So is that something that you kind of, when you're talking with people who are potential like remote year candidates, is that a fear that you find in people, or like what's a common objection that you find from people who are like scared to kind of take a leap? I'm just curious.
I think that's an awesome question. I think fear as a whole is, you know, the objection that gets everybody, because I truly believe that if you want something in life, whether that's to move abroad or, you know, move to a new city, or even just like take little steps in your life of, you know, wanting to get healthier or start a blog, something like that, if you want to make it happen, you're going to make it happen no matter what. And I think fear gets in the way of a lot of people of, be like, oh, like I had a random expense this month, which, you know, is making my budget a little bit tighter. That's a sign I shouldn't do this. Or, you know, somebody got sick. This is a sign I shouldn't do this. So I think fear as a whole is so paralyzing. And it's one of the things that I've had to work so hard to get over myself with, just, you know, my own personal life of moving abroad and doing all the things that I've done. So being able to relate with people on that sense is one of my favorite things, even though we're talking about something that's not so fun and, you know, not exciting to talk about, but getting to help people every day, you know, realize, you know, what's mental and what is fear and what's your actual reality, you know, like what's in your head and, you know, all those emotions and feelings that you have, they're not actually your reality and they are not your actual life. They're just kind of inside you. They're all very valid and very valid emotions. But I absolutely love helping people, you know, just kind of take the step to realizing that, you know, this is just like that little bug in the back of your mind saying, oh, don't do this, don't do this. Because your brain, like whenever you're deciding to do something crazy and big with your life, your brain's going to say no. Because it's like a warning signal almost of, you don't take this, don't make this change because, you know, X, Y, Z. Yeah. So I love working with people every day just to kind of point out, you know, what is a fear, what's mental, what's in your head and what's your actual reality and where you can go in the future. So there's no like one main objection people have, but it all, every single one of them relates back to fear and taking that big step.
Yeah. Oh, that's so good. That's so good. I love how you point that out and get to work through that with people. It's probably really powerful for all the people that you work with too, to like have that realization of what's true versus, you know, what's in my head. It's not the same. So I want to talk a little bit about your transition into remote year. So you talked a lot about how you were doing the corporate route and then how you felt, you know, really stuck and unfulfilled and everything like that, and you wanted more out of life, but you didn't, you were thinking about doing the remote, or sorry, the corporate route when you were moving overseas, but you didn't want to get back to that, into that same boat that you were already in. So you started looking into remote work. What was that journey like for you? How did you find it? How did you find remote year? What are the steps that you took to actually get to where you are now for your job?
Yeah. So I think it kind of started with me. I knew of the term like digital nomad. I knew of all that going into it. I hate that term, but that's like what we are. But I knew it is. But I knew I hated that term, but I knew of it. I knew it was the path that I wanted to take, being a digital nomad. And I knew, I didn't know anybody personally that had done it, but you see people, you know, on Facebook or Instagram, social media, that are living these amazing lifestyles, working online and traveling the world at the same time. Nice. So I already knew of the concept. What I had to do is, I honestly started with like, do I do freelance? Do I start my own business? Do I just get a remote job? I had so many ideas and I could not, you know, get them out. So really, I just took some time with myself to, you know, write down all the possibilities and really went after a route that made the most sense for me, the one I was most excited about. I know a lot of the time when people are thinking of working online, they're like, oh, I need to go into like freelancing, or I need to do a social media marketing or something like that, just because that's what it's popular. And that's kind of what is prevalent and known right now. I just knew that wasn't kind of the career path I wanted to take. So I decided to, you know, I wanted to work for a company that was supporting my beliefs and everything. I still didn't really know where to start. That's whenever I got connected with Taylor Lane. I believe you know her as well.
Love
Taylor. Yes, she's an amazing mentor of, you know, helping you really focus on where you want your career to go, how to make that happen in the remote like work world. Really just kind of settling down into your own thoughts, going after something you really want in life rather than just another job. Mm-hmm. So I think my biggest thing was taking the time to myself to really write down everything that I want. I would make lists of, I want to do this, I want to do this. I love working with these people. I don't like working with these people. I like marketing. I like sales. I don't like this and this and this. So getting very clear on your vision and what makes you excited to wake up every day. And then I think the second step is just having a mentor, even if they're just one step above you or two steps above you, really working with them to guide you in the right direction, because it can cut out so much of the stuff that you don't need to go through. Just working with somebody that's kind of been there, done that. So that was really a game changer for me, is to have another person right there that understands and gets it, that, you know, this is an option for you. You don't have to go back to the corporate world, and you can do something that you love every day. You just got to find it. And so, yeah, you know, just kind of sitting down with your own thoughts, figuring out what it is you really want to do with your life. It's out there. And then just getting the support and the network that you need to help support you in that. Those were my two biggest things.
Yeah, no, that's great. Did you find that you found most of your support through social media platform? Like, where did you turn to first when you were first looking? Did you use like Facebook groups, Facebook, LinkedIn?
Yep, I used a lot of Facebook groups. I kind of just joined every like digital nomad kind of Facebook group or something like that. Mm-hmm. Joined all of those. Mm-hmm. I looked everywhere, just from like, you know, Indeed or just like searching on Google, like remote jobs online. So I went through all of that, and it's a big scary world out there. There's so much information. Mm-hmm. There's so many different options that at that point I was still like, I don't know what the heck to do. Mm-hmm. And that's where I came in contact with Taylor, and she was really able to be like, okay, you need to do this, this, and this, get you on the right path. Because it's so much easier going in it with somebody else rather than doing it alone.
Oh, for sure. Yeah. And I feel like I always bring up Taylor, because I'm like, oh, I point so many people to her, and I tell her that. I'm like, I send so many people to you, because she's someone that I know she does great work, and I know her process works. And she was the person who initially helped me too. So, but I think it's interesting, like thinking about how there's a whole world of like remote employees, because you were talking about like when you first started out, a lot of people just think that you have to be a freelancer or an entrepreneur. And a lot of the people on this podcast that I've interviewed have been people who've done those things. But I think that the remote employee world, I'm just becoming like more, I don't know, passionate about that, I guess, because it allows you so many of the same, I guess, freedoms and a lot of the same perks and benefits that you get from being an online freelancer, online entrepreneur, except you're with a company and it still is, can be, you know, a life transforming experience and everything. So do you want to talk about how specifically you found Remote Year, or maybe some of the other companies that you interviewed with, or did you choose Remote Year? How did that work?
Yeah, so I had been following Remote Year for quite some time. Mm-hmm. I think whenever you're in, either you've studied abroad or you've lived abroad, you're in this kind of world of, you know, knowing the same connections. So I had been following like their Instagram for a long time and I was like, this is amazing. Like, mm-hmm. want to do something like this. So I honestly kind of just got lucky of finding the job posting at the right time of something that, you know, one, for a company that supports all the values that I have, and I support all their values. So that just kind of clicked right away. And then doing work every single day that I care about and that I love, I felt really lucky. I don't think it's a coincidence. I think it was definitely meant to happen of finding Remote Year in that job posting kind of at the right time before I was about to move abroad anyways. So really I had just been following the company for a while. So, you know, I think it's important that if there's a company you want to work for, either if it's remote or if it's corporate, to kind of just get in their world and get in their realm and, you know, connect with people that are in the company or, you know, kind of just keep up with them because you never know what opportunities that could lead you to. And I got pretty lucky with finding the position when I did. It all just worked out in a really nice way for me.
Yeah, no, that's awesome. If someone doesn't know exactly what Remote Year is, you just kind of want to explain that really quickly.
Yeah, so Remote Year has so many levels. It's so hard to explain it sometimes, especially to people that know nothing about it. Mm-hmm. But basically, my job every day is to help people. Either you're, you know, working corporate, you're in the 9-to-5 every single day, going to the office, you know, same place every single day, or you're an entrepreneur, you already have your own online business, or you're a freelancer, you work online. Basically, I help those people. Whether you're a full-time employee or already doing your own thing, I help you take that current job that you already have. So no need to search for another job. Take that current job you already have, bring it remote and bring it on the road with you to travel around the world for 4 months or 12 months. And we actually live in a new city every single month. So if you're traveling with a Remote Year for a year, you're going to be hitting Latin America, Europe, Africa, and Asia, and you're going to be living in a new country every single month. But yeah, you can do this. You know, we are aimed towards a pretty big group of people that, you know, if you're just going into the office every day, working from your desk or your cubicle, like you have the potential to go remote. You know, most of the work that is done nowadays is mostly just done from your laptop or from your computer. So we want to help people break out of that social norm and, you know, work with their employer to help them go remote for the time being of a program. So you can, you know, still continue to build up your professional career. You don't have to give that up anymore, but you can still travel the world at the same time. So there's no more choosing between the lifestyle that you want to live and the career that you want to have.
Oh, it's so amazing. I think it's really cool for people to realize that you don't have to give up your career. And that's something that I've been thinking about a lot lately is because I know so many people that are like, I want to travel and they work office jobs and everything, but it's like so much of our work is done on our computers these days and that's just going to keep increasing. So it's like, you don't have to give up your career if you're really passionate about your career, but you still want to travel. I just think it's just genius to help people realize that they can have the best of both worlds. And one of my friends, I also interviewed her on this podcast. Her name is Meeson. She has a company called Go Be Here, and they do, it's not the same, but they help women transition and live in different cities, and they kind of set up all the details for them and everything. But something that they have that I think is really cool is a letter to employers, employers kind of convincing them or showing them all the benefits that working remotely can have, because they help a lot of people who work in offices transition into remote work too. So I think mm-hmm. it's just really cool to show people that it's like, you don't have to be, you know, an online entrepreneur and come up with this brilliant business model, and you don't have to be, you know, you don't have to kind of recreate something in your life. Like, you can work with what you have and make that work for you. So
most definitely. I talk to so many people every day that they're like, well, I don't think I can do something like this because, you know, I have to be in my office. I have to be there at, you know, butts and seats at 8 a.m. I had to stay till 5. Mm-hmm. And then you have to ask the questions of like, well, do you really interact with anybody throughout their day? They're like, well, no, I'm usually just at my desk. Or, you know, just kind of along that route. And there's so many people out there that have the flexibility to go remote. They just don't, you know, they don't know that. And so I love kind of showing people that, you know, you are in this position of having to be technically in your office every single day, but is that really needed?
I'm just kind of curious to ask about how, I'm just thinking, like, if someone's listening and isn't interested in the idea of being their own entrepreneur or freelancer, but they are really interested in being a remote employee, can you kind of talk about the perks, or I guess not even the perks, but just what it's like being on a remote team? Because I feel like people don't even realize that that exists. Like, when I was talking to my parents about just like different companies, and I was like, yeah, they just have a distributed team or like a remote team, but you know, you still get benefits and you still get a good salary and all that stuff, and they're like, wow, that exists, because I feel like a lot of people just don't realize it. So can you kind of talk about what it's like being on a distributed team and just like the different things that come along with that?
So, you know, just take like that office vibe of, not even the vibe, just the perks and everything of being a full-time employee, of getting all the benefits, having a stable salary, but just, you know, you're working from wherever in the world you want, which is pretty amazing. You could be in Mexico, or you could be in Dublin, or in Bali, really wherever you want. And so our whole thing at Remote Year is that we do think that people that are in the environments that they want to be in, they're surrounded by, you know, the beaches they want to be by, or for me, I'm surrounded by the cold, but I like it here. You're surrounded, when you're inspired by your surroundings, you're going to be productive at work. And you're going to be inspired to do a good job just because you're happy with your lifestyle. So that's kind of one of the perks, is that, you know, we're not in an office every day. There's not somebody looking down our shoulders being like, hey, make sure this is done. Make sure you're, you know, on by 8 o'clock. You're working past 5 o'clock. There's none of that going on. But we are just as productive, if not more productive, than your typical office setting, just because having that flexibility to go take a workout during the middle of the day, or getting to sleep in an extra hour, or, you know, work during times that you're the most productive, you're going to do your best work. Mm-hmm. Obviously, you know, there's challenges with time zone differences. Everybody kind of has to line up just for like meetings and everything. But really, that's kind of like the least of the worries, because, you know, you just make it happen. Whenever you're excited about the work you're doing, you're able to create your own, day that, you know, it's quite easy. And I think a lot of people, especially maybe like older generations that don't really understand that this can be done from, you know, anywhere in the world, it's really cool to show people that we can be just as productive, create amazing work, and do really good things no matter where we are in the world. And, you know, we communicate well, we work well, and you still get all the benefits of being a full-time employee, which is nice as well. So I really like it. I honestly don't see myself ever going back to mm-hmm. the corporate world, now kind of seeing this side of things of you can do, that's our whole like tagline at Remote Year, is that great work can be done from anywhere. And I truly believe that.
Yeah. No, I love that. And I think once people realize that people think there's like a catch, like almost like you won't have a stable income, or it's not legit. I don't know. Because I just feel like a lot of people don't really understand that a remote team and a virtual distributed team, it's really no different than an office team, other than like you're taking away all the bad parts of being in an office and like, I don't know, office drama or just anything like that. You're working in productive places. You still get benefits, the salary, all the perks. You get to travel. Like it's really no, I mean, it's no different. It's just like a lot better, you know?
Yep.
So cool. Okay, so I want to switch over a little bit and talk more about you specifically, or just kind of hear your thoughts on a couple things. So one question that I ask everyone on the show, and if you listen to some of the other episodes, I'm sure you've heard it, I always ask everyone what freedom means to them. Obviously, I'm very passionate about the whole concept of freedom, and I just think it's cool to hear everyone's definition of it, because it just means something different to everyone. So if you could talk about what freedom means to you now, and maybe what it meant to you before you had the lifestyle that you have now, if it's changed at all.
Yeah, no, I absolutely love that. And I kind of love the whole idea of freedom, just because it can mean so many different things. And there's so many layers and depth to the word. Mm-hmm. I think, you know, whenever I was working corporate in Kansas City and everything, I think I was really after location freedom. So I knew I wanted to be, you know, free from the office. I wanted to be free from my hometown. I wanted to, you know, live and work in any country that I wanted to be in. So it really started out for me with location freedom. And now that I have that, I've seen a definite change in, you know, what freedom means to me. And I think it just comes along with the growth that I've had over the past like 6 months of living abroad. I think right now I'm definitely on more of a personal freedom kind of journey. So I think to me right now, now that I have that location freedom and I'm working in a career that I love for a company that, you know, makes me so happy that I have that and I'm happy in that part of my life. So freedom has definitely transitioned into kind of a more selfish thing right now, honestly, of I like being healthier mentally, physically, emotionally, and doing things like every day to kind of make a positive impact on my future. So I'm really in the search of just, you know, growing in a personal sense and having personal freedom. So personal freedom from, you know, my past life, my past worries, my past anxieties, past depression, getting past all that, working past, you know, everything that I've kind of been through. And really setting myself up for the future to make me happy. And I think, you know, I think this is going to be a lifelong kind of journey that I'm on. You know, now that I have this career that I'm happy about, I'm able to focus on myself a little bit more of doing things every day that make me happy, to have that personal freedom from where I was yesterday, from where I was a year ago. Like I said, this is going to be a lifelong journey, but one that I'm really excited to be on. And I think, you know, I kind of feel like a little bit of an old soul when I talk about this, but I think you kind of unlock different freedoms throughout your life. So it could be location freedom. It could be freedom from who you were a year ago, freedom in relationships or freedom in careers. I think the idea of freedom just gets deeper and deeper as you get older and as you get a little bit wiser. But ideally, I think freedom comes back to the idea of just pure like happiness, being free from expectations, being free from society norms, from your past, finding freedom in your own way that can translate into you being very authentically happy every single day. That's my long-winded answer.
That is probably my favorite answer. That was seriously beautiful. I love that. And I... like everything you said is exactly what I experienced like after I moved overseas. Cause I feel like at first when you're locked into a location and you just feel like you're a dreamer and you want more out of life and everything, you're just like, I just need to get out of here. I just need something different and like kind of mix it up. And then once you have the location freedom, like how you're talking about, okay, you like check, that was the beginning. And once you had that, then you just realize that there's literally like, for me, I just thought that that was the end. I was like, oh, if I could just work wherever I wanted in the world and work online and just travel, then that's my end goal. And then it happened when I was 23, as it happened for you when you're 23. And then you're like, that's just the beginning. And that's this huge like revelation I feel like I had. So everything that you're talking about is like exactly the way I feel. Cause then you realize it's like, you want to be happy in your relationships. You want to be happy with the person you are, the person that you're showing up as. You want to feel like you're living authentically. You're doing, you know, and just feeling content, like in who you are every single day. And I agree. Once you unlock like one thing, it's like, okay, then you get to that like next layer almost. So literally everything you said was, it was just perfect. I love it.
I love how you say like that first step, it's just the beginning. And then after that, like your life gets so much deeper and more meaningful. Once you just take that first step of unlocking whatever freedom that might be, it could be like a mental freedom or freedom from a bad relationship or freedom from a hometown that you're not happy in. But once you take that first step, the levels of freedom just get deeper and deeper. And I think just life gets sweeter after that.
Yeah, no, totally. And it's like you would never realize that, like you would never be able to get to those, you know, next steps and those next, working through those next things. If you don't first work through the first, like you have to work through each stage on their own time and each level on their own time. And I think it's really cool because living over abroad, I'm sure you've grown so much as a person, and I experienced like the most personal growth that I ever had when I, you know, lived overseas by myself. So I think it's really cool.
Yeah, you know, it's crazy, honestly. Like I think some time abroad, it'll teach you so much more about yourself than you could ever learn just like staying in one place. But I think that's why I'm so passionate every day kind of doing the job that I have, of like really wanting these people to, you know that they can do this and be like, come on, this is going to be so life-changing and so amazing. You just got to take the first step, and the first step is going to be the hardest, you know, no matter what you're doing.
Oh, for sure. Yeah, I totally agree. Oh, that's so good. Okay, so last thing, if you have any like practical tips or advice or anything that you could tell yourself even a year ago, or someone who might be in your shoes, like your old shoes, what would you say?
Oh man, I think that's kind of just going back to what I just said, that you just have to get started. You have to recognize that, you know, you want more out of life and you want to do something grand with your life. And that's so amazing. Mm-hmm. You just have to take the first steps, and those are going to be the scariest. They're going to be the hardest. But once you take that first step and achieve that small goal that you have, or maybe you achieve a big goal right off the bat, like you're going to realize that you can do anything in life. And that is going to open up so many doors to your future. Like right now, a year ago, if I wouldn't have felt stuck, if I just would have been like, okay, you know, this is it, this is life, then I wouldn't be here and I wouldn't be planning the things for my future that I'm planning. So I think, yeah, one thing is it's just getting started. It's okay to get started. And going off of that, like it is so okay to want to make that change. No matter what your parents tell you, or, you know, your friends, family, whatever, no matter what society tells you, that it's okay to want something different. It's okay to want something more out of life. But it's definitely within you to make that happen. Mm-hmm. Nobody's gonna do it for you. It's just a tough truth that you have to make it happen for yourself. And taking that first step is, you know, no matter how big or how small, that's the most important thing. And then kind of second, just surrounding yourself with people that think like you, getting mentors that are a little bit like one step ahead of you, you know, just learning, surrounding yourself with people that, you know, have the same values as you is also so, so important. So, you know, you're not the only one out there that, you know, wants to move abroad or wants to work online or have this alternative lifestyle, that there's so many people out there in the world that are searching for that as well. So definitely surrounding yourself with that community is a big game changer as well.
Oh yeah, I could not agree more. And especially because both of us are from like small, well, I don't know if you're from Kansas City, I guess it's not super small, but Midwest towns. People thought I was crazy. And then you get overseas and you just meet tons and tons of people who are all like wired like you. And you're like, wow, I'm not crazy. But you know, until you have that, I found a lot of communities through Facebook groups, like Nicole was saying, just finding a lot of people, I guess, online to kind of get inspiration from, joining the right Facebook groups, trying to network as much as you can and like learn from other people is a great way to also feel like you're not alone and kind of develop the community, even though you might not be able to move away yet. It's a good place to start for where you are. So
exactly.
Yeah. Well, Nicole, thank you so much. This has been so much fun. And I love everything you said. You gave so many amazing tips and loved hearing your story and your journey and everything. So I'm glad we got to talk.
Thank you. I had so much fun. I was so nervous and like I was shaking before a little bit because partially because I live in Ireland and it's freezing no matter where you're at. But I was also very nervous, and so now I just have so much energy and I'm like super pumped up.
I'm like so pumped up right now. This is so much fun. No, you did seriously so good. And I would have never been able to tell you were nervous if you hadn't told me a couple
Thank
times.
You.
No. And then, okay, last thing, if you guys want to connect with Nicole and ask her more questions, did you give me your Instagram account, I think?
Yep, that'll be the easiest way to connect with me is just my Instagram, which is a super creative name, at Nicole Cyphers. And then, of course, you can check out Remote Ear as well. It's just at Remote Ear. You know, see all the posts there, all the pictures they're posting, get some inspiration. Yep. And yeah,
and I'll post all of those in the notes for you guys, and you can go message her and ask her any questions that interest you. So thanks again, and I know we'll be in touch soon. We've been talking over Facebook, so I know we'll keep talking and everything. So
yes, most definitely. Well, thank you so much. Thank you
again. I'll talk to you soon.